Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back, time travelers. Today, we're going to be talking about the source of all, the Most High. But before I get into that, a little quick disclaimer. This is an older podcast. I actually recorded this around the same time as it's being released last year. And I re-listened to it. And honestly, it just blessed me because just to know that the Most High is always in control and He is the source of everything. And we just came out of some really dark times, you know, from 2020 to now. It's been kind of a lot of uncertainty. And so the fact that we're all still here, and if you're able to listen to this, this is a blessing because God has kept you some way, somehow, and He's got you to wherever you are right now. So to God be all the glory. And that's why this is an important topic, because God is the source, our protector, our deliverer, our salvation. Jesus Christ is our light, our shield. Like, He's everything. He's our healer, everything, everything that we need, everything that we even desire in our hearts. God, if we even obtain those things on our earthly journey here, it's because of God. But beyond that, the peace that we get, the love that we get, the joy, the experiences, all of those good energies, just life that we get to experience is because of God. And if we're getting an abundance of that, that's even better, because you know God's got His hands on you. And even when we're in His permissive will, God has His hands on us. Even when we're doing wrong or we're not seeing the full picture, God is still there guiding us, loving us, supplying us, and keeping us. So before I get into the older part of the podcast, I want to leave you guys with this scripture, and it's Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So with that being said, I love you and enjoy this podcast from an older version of myself. I'd rather I say a younger version. So today we're going to be talking about the source of life. Yes, we're talking about God and how He is literally the source of all things, everything, especially everything that we need on our journeys. And for me, this is really deep, because in the past 3 years, I've got to literally see how God has sustained me through this time, kept me sane, given me peace, love, joy, just every beautiful energy that you can imagine throughout these really unsure, hectic, crazy, scary times. Like, you know, we're all going through a global pandemic, and that's, you know, this is my first one. You know, there's some people that have been through this, but for me, and I'm sure the rest of Gen Z and, you know, younger and older, this is kind of new to us. This is a strange time for us to navigate. And so my support system has been my family and God, but mainly God, because when no one else is there, God is there. When I have nothing, I have God. And I'm just really grateful and thankful. So I want to jump into this whole thing as a topic, because it's important. It's important, especially in these times, you know, when there's no one around, when it's just you. Understand that God is with you. Christ is with you. There's love with you. When you're down on love, when you feel sad, depressed, when you're going through pain, it just takes a shift. It literally just takes a shift in your mind and your feelings to connect with the Lord. And this is available to us at any time, any moment, but really in the present moment. And when you can realize that in the present, you have the power to really create what you want to see. And by shifting your mind to the Lord, you're then able to create beauty in life. So what is the source? The source is God. He is the maker, creator of all that you see, all that you experience, this entire galaxy, this world, all the universes, every dimension and every single thing. God has created it all. And He has given us a portion of this life, this experience, and He gives it to us through many different ways. So God is a source of the big thing, love. Love, and love is God, and God is love. But God is also the source of light, goodness, kindness, peace, wealth, worth, confidence, strength, Wisdom, all wisdom comes from God. All knowledge comes from God. All understanding comes from God. God opens us up into his understanding. But beyond that, you know, we're human. So there's very little we can understand. God is abundance, and he is a source of all abundance. He's the source of all power, the source of all truth, and the source, the ultimate source of life. This means that everything that is happening in your life, in your world, it's because God is allowing it to happen. Every good thing, every bad thing. He's the source of all. Now, I mainly talk about the positive things because in the sight of the Lord, there is no duality. He doesn't view what we consider to be bad as bad. We have that view because we're human, and we have this thing called the mind that kind of has two hemispheres. And when we think or view things, we're viewing things very black and white. Your right mind is going to think a certain way, and your left mind is going to think a certain way. And this is important. God has given us the most powerful tool to use in this life, and that is our minds. Our minds are incredibly powerful, and if you can really learn to utilize your mind and the power within your mind, that power that God has placed within your mind, then you can really get far in this life. And I don't just mean like physically or in this material realm, but spiritually. Spiritual growth has to be kind of one of your number one goals in life, right? Because it's this life is not going to matter past this world, right? We're only on earth for a limited time. Yes, you should enjoy it. Yes, you should experience it, and you should grow and learn here. But at the same time, you should not be, you know, betting that this is all that there is, because there's so much more beyond this realm. This is just a space to learn and grow in. And so we can't really get stuck or trapped here. You know, as a Christian or as a child of God or as anyone on a spiritual journey, this really is a temporary space. And kind of one of the tricks of the devil or the enemy or ego or whatever, or powers of darkness, is to distract you from fulfilling your destiny and your goals of reaching your higher self and returning back to the Lord and a level of understanding consciously, but also metaphysically, because this is dimensional based. Like, this whole thing is insane. And listen, my understanding is very limited. I can only speak and express what God allows me to speak and brings to my mind. So I'm already getting off track though. Basically, when it comes to God, he is the ultimate source of life. And this is important for all believers, because as believers, we're supposed to believe by faith that everything that we need will be supplied. We're not supposed to want for nothing. We're not supposed to feel as if we're ever in lack, because we serve a God of abundance and God never lacks. And almost it's like when you accept the negative things of life, you're almost saying that you don't accept the positive things of life, which, you know, some will say that you have to accept both, you know, being very neutral, which is a good thing. But at the same time, God calls for us to kind of step outside of that limited thinking as far as darkness goes, because darkness will consume you. It will feed on your light, and it will literally suck out the very life that God has placed within you. And so in order to keep that life alive and thriving, you have to nurture it with goodness, with all of the positive things that God provides, the fruits, you know, the fruits of the spirit, life, just truth. You know, you have to really absorb the right things into your mind and plant the right seeds into your garden. But as a believer, understanding that everything you need, everything you want, it will come from God. He is your source. He's the only reason any of us are breathing and alive right now in this very moment. If you are alive, it's because God is allowing you to be alive, and it's because you're a part of his plan. We're all a part of his plan. And right now, he's taking us through this time of understanding ourselves in different levels. And I'm sure you guys are going through, seeing your darkness. There's other ways that you can describe this. Some people call shadow work, dark night of the soul. But seeing that part of yourself that is almost what is the separation between you and God, or you and source. And this is a very important part of our journey, because God is now revealing it to us so we can cleanse ourselves of that energy and those old energies and past energies and the things that we've had to endure in our lifetimes. And as we cleanse and let go of certain things and release certain things, we are then making room for God to pour in more of the good things that he has for us, more peace, more wealth, more confidence, more kindness, more love. And we can then showcase and give that back out, demonstrating the nature of God. And it's a really beautiful cycle to be in. But now let's get into some scriptures, because I'm going to make some connections. And these are connections that God made within me, because I'm a firm believer in knowing yourself and knowing who you are within and knowing your mind and your heart. You know, it would be strange to be here on earth and not know what's going on within you, right? You know, a lot of us, we struggle because we don't go within. And it's not so much going like literally within, but understanding what is within you, right? And if you really understand that the universe is within you, God's within you, Christ is within you, and understanding where they are within you. Before I go into scripture, I want to talk just, you know, normally. In the natural world, we have our bodies and we have this a source in our body that kind of keeps everything running together. You know, we have two sources, if you will. We have our brain and we have our heart. Now, I talked a little bit about our mind and how our mind kind of sees things out of duality. Our mind sees things very black and white, but our heart doesn't. Our heart sees things a little bit differently because it doesn't have eyes. Now, one thing about the heart is if a person goes brain dead and their heart is still pumping, what are they? They're still alive. That tells you something right there. The heart is a source. It is a source of life. And oddly enough, a lot of our love comes from the heart space, you know, and it's kind of like a spiritual parallel for me when I think about it, of the natural and the spiritual, because it's like God is the source of all things, all life, but naturally our heart is kind of that source as well. And so sometimes I think of the mind as this tool that God has given us, this Christ consciousness type energy. You know, I believe there's a real Christ. Don't get me wrong, Jesus Christ is very real, but I also believe in this tool of the mind that God has given us and accessing this Christ consciousness and understanding the connection. God said that, well, Christ, Jesus said that He through him is a bridge to the Lord, and no man can get to God but through Christ. And so to me, even when I'm thinking, and you know, hey, I'm not trying to lean on my own understanding, but what I'm picking up in the spirit is that through our minds, right? Not through our understanding, not through our own carnal fleshly understanding, but through our minds, finding that righteous Christ, that good part, the purest part of our being, right? Through our minds, we can then connect to the heart space, to God, to source, who is the source of all things, all life. And I just think that's beautiful because it's, and I'm going to take it back to scripture because I believe in, you know, everything aligning with scripture. If it doesn't align with scripture, then there's no truth to it. But let's go to John 14:6. And this is literally what I just said, but Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Christ is literally telling you, until you go through me, until you find me, until you understand who Christ is, until you understand me and know me, that is the only way you will be able to get to God and understand God and dwell within God and God within you. Unlocking that heart, this beauty and life that God has given us, this endless like flow of life. God is abundant and he's flowing all the time, and we have access to him through Christ, through our mind. And this is why it's so powerful when you just know that you can shift your mind unto the Lord, focusing your mind on Christ and all the good things that Christ has blessed you with, and all the life and the love and the lessons and the spiritual growth that he has brought you to. When you shift your mind in that direction on God, you'll start to see things start to slowly change within you. You may not see it on the outside, but you're going to feel it. You're going to see it within, and then it's going to manifest on the outside of you. And that's beautiful. Now, let's jump over to some more scripture. Proverbs 4:23. And this kind of aligns to what I was saying about the heart and how our heart is a source. And depending on the translations, you know, some are going to say different. I'll try to read a couple so you guys can just see it from different viewpoints. But I believe it's the NIV version of the Bible. It says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. So this is Proverbs 4:23, and it's telling you that Your heart is a wellspring of life. Other translations of Proverbs 4:23 reads, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And then there's another one that reads, "Guard your heart above all else, for this is the source of all life." And that's also Proverbs 4:23. So this is just different translations to show that the source of life does come from the heart, and that flow, that flow of life is endless. And just if you turn and access God, access the life that is present within you in the present moment, you will then be able to feel and dwell in God's love and his kindness and all the beautiful fruits of the Spirit, because they are available to you. A river of life, a stream of life, a flow. Like God is telling you, all life comes from the source. Hello, God, him, aka love. And you have access to the source through Christ, through the mind, and you know, literally by seeking Christ, by seeking Jesus. And you know it's crazy, because anytime I think about God, I automatically think about the ultimate showcase of love, of his sacrifice, him dying for me, dying for my sins, dying for you, dying for your sins. And that is the ultimate sacrifice of love. Like, come on, you've never seen a movie and, you know, someone takes the bullet for the person that they love. And it's like, oh my gosh, wow, they took a bullet for me. That person loves me. Like that, Christ died for us. If that don't tell you he loves you, whew, man. Man, and all it takes is for you to realize it, turn to him, seek him, and just seek his love, and he will give it to you. There's one thing about God. God gets so happy. Christ gets so happy the moment we turn to love, the moment we turn to him. He gets so happy, and he's open arms ready for us to receive that love, to give us that love, to bring us into that love. All we got to do is accept it and seek it, and God will give that to us. But I think that's just a beautiful experience that we all can dwell in on this earth. And it doesn't matter what's going on in the outside world, because trust me, it's going to be a lot of noise on the outside. You're not going to get much positive things going on around you as long as there's no positive things going on within you. So you got to make sure you're absorbing the right things. Make sure that you are planting the right seeds, getting enough light within you. And then you're going to see those things. But if you rely on the outside world as your source of information, life, all these things, food, all these things, trust me, it's not going to be great. But through Christ, relying on God as your source and depending on God to sustain you, to provide for you, trust me, God will do it. It just literally takes a mustard seed of faith. That means just a little bit of faith, just a little bit of faith that God is going to see you through whatever you're going through, whether it's something super bad, something super hard, something super scary. God will always see you through. Everything is happening for a reason. Everything is working together for your highest good. God is just guiding you up into the place that he wants you to be. And trust me, it's going to be worth it in the end. But this is the end of this podcast. I hope it was helpful. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless you guys. God loves you. I love you. And have a beautiful, blessed day, night, or evening. Mm-hmm.